Begin the current daf, Masechet Baba Kama daf nun, begin on the bottom of the Mem Tesmah Beis, 9 lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara explains now the Mishnah which was mentioned at the end of the previous daf. The Mishnah began the topic of Bur, the Halacha, one of the four Avos Mazikim of a Bur, of a pit, if someone's pit causes damage. So the Mishnah said that it doesn't make a difference where the pit is, if it's dug in Rosh HaSarabim, if it's dug in Rosh HaSayachit and it opens up into the Rosh HaSarabim, or if you dug in Rosh HaSarabim and the opening is Rosh HaSayachit, whichever the situation that was designed, the halacha is that the liability is going to be on the owner of the bar, whether it's in his private domain, and that is which people were available to get to his pit, or if it was in Rosh HaSarabim, either way, he's going to be chayv for those types of hezek. Now, on that, the Gemara begins, Tarnabon Lunda Braisa, that's actually a machlik is regarding the bur that the Torah mentions, what is the parameters of the liability. So the Braisa begins, HaChayfer bur b'shus ha-yachid u'pesachil u'shus ram. Someone digs a pit in a private domain, but the opening is from the public domain. Now, so since the actual stumbling block, the actual problem is in the public domain, so although the actual pit was dug in his own rishos, but the opening is from shasarabim, so it's as if he dug it in the rishasarabim, and therefore chayiv, and therefore he's going to be liable. V'zehu baro, I'm about Torah divrei Bishmon. Bishmon says this is when the Torah talks about bar, mentions the liability of someone digging a pit. It was referring to this type of a pit, and the Gemara later on is going to explain what does he mean when he says that this is that type. Rabbi Kiva Imer, he says, no. Hifkir rishusai v'le hifkir bayrai, when someone has a private domain, he digs a pit. Now he declares his whole estate ownerless, but the pit, he wasn't mafkir. That he held on to the ownership of the pit. Says Rabbi Kiva, Zehu baram batar. This is the pit which is said in the Torah. And the Gemara is going to explain what does he mean when he says, this is the pit. Now it's a machlikas amiram, how to explain this machlikas tanoim regarding the halacha, which we mentioned in our Mishnah, which again the Mishnah did not differentiate, said both, either one you'll be chayv. Here, they are seemingly saying different criterion. And that is a machlokes amiram regarding what their opinions are. Amar Rabbah, he says, when there's a pit which was dug in the public domain, in the street, kulam aloi pligidim chayv, says Rabbah, no one's going to disagree. Everyone agrees that the owner is going to be liable for the hezek. In other words, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shmuel regarding the case of Barbisha Sarabim, which that was mentioned in the Torah. Now, however, it's Rabbi Shmuel who does not agree to Rabbi Kiva regarding the case of a pit in someone's own private domain. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that, yes, although I was mafka my rishos, and therefore you have rights to come into the domain, but it wasn't to create for myself a liability with the damage of my pit. I let you come in, but not that you could say, oh, well, you have a pit and everyone's walking over here. What are you doing having a pit? You're going to be liable. No, it's my rishos. Really, you shouldn't be coming into my property. I let you, says Rabbi Shmuel, but not that I should be liable. So it's regarding Rabbi Shmuel who disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, but everyone says Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Shmuel that there is going to be a liability of a Ber B'Shas Rab. My time, what's the reason? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Shemais, Ki Yiftach, and it also says V'Chi Yichra. It says two different types of cases. When someone will open up a pit, meaning it was already a dug pit, but it was covered, someone who opens up is liable, and it says V'Chi Yichra, if someone digs a pit, he's going to be liable. Now, the question is, im al pasicha, if for the opening, in other words, where someone else had dug a pit and covered it, and this guy, all he does is uncover it, chayiv b'Torah is telling you you're going to be liable. So, kri la koshkin, so when you actually created the pit and dug it in the first place, isn't it a kal v'chaymer for sure that you're going to be chayiv? Why does the Torah have to mention that case? I've already mentioned the liability of opening. Ella, rather, what's the Torah teaching you? Shall iske pesicha val iske kriya ba'alai. It's coming to teach you the conceptual framework of bar, that it's for the action of the opening and the action of digging that creates a liability. In other words, actually the person has no rights, has no shares in the actual pit itself. He just dug it or opened it because it's talking about in Rosh HaSarabim where the land is not even his. So you can't say it's like his mum and that's mazik, of course you're going to be liable. No, I don't own this, I just created it. That's why it tells you both the concept of psicha and kriya, to tell you that it's just for the actions of doing it that you're liable, but not for the actual ownership of the thing. So it says, Rabbi, Evan agrees by Ber B'Shas HaRabim that you're going to be chayiv. Loi nechliku, that this whole machlik to be kiven your b'shmal was Ella only talking about in the case as you continue to have b'non men alf, but Ber B'Shusai, with a pit in someone's own private domain. Where Rabbi Kiva Savar, Ber B'Shusai, Namichai, he holds that a pit in someone's own private domain, again, as we explained, when you mafka the area around it, but the pit itself is owned by the individual, there's going to be a liability. It says in the pasuk, Bal Habar Yishalim, the owner of the pit will pay. What do you mean the owner of the pit? What do you mean he owns it? Because Babar Disle Balam Kam Rahman, there's someone in a pit where there's an owner because he owns the pit. It's not in Rosh Hashanah, which he doesn't own, he just dug it. He owns it, but again, it has to be that he was mafka the Rosh Hashanah around it, because then if someone falls into this pit, you say, what are you doing in my property? I can't be liable. But here where they're allowed to, then you'll be chayiv and you're Rosh Hashanah in your own private domain. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, so he disagrees. Says, yeah, it calls him the Bal HaBar, not because he owns the pit, but Bar in the sense of Bal HaTakala, the owner of the stumbling block, the one who made the trouble. Yes, you're the one, but in Bal not as a term of ownership, but rather as causation. And therefore, Bishmol says, it's only talking about in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but in a person's own private domain, even though he's mafkrit, he's exempt, because as we explained, he says, although I was mafkrit, that wasn't to create for myself a liability, it was just to let you come here, but enter at your own risk. Now, moreover, Rashi clarifies, this that Rabbi Kiva said, that v'loihif kebayre, is talking about that he was not mafke his bar. Why? Why can't the bar b'shusay mean to say he was mafke his rishus and his bar? It's because if he's mafke also his bar, then that essentially is bar b'shusay rab, because it's the public domains. You were mafke to them, it's not yours, you don't have any ownership in it. So that's like digging in the public domain, which everyone has rights to, therefore that would not be a chidush. That wouldn't be telling us Rabbi Kiva's opinion. His opinion is even when you own the bar, which that's Bal HaBar Yishalim, then there's still going to be a liability in bar b'shusay. Now the Gemara says, according to this interpretation of Rabba, of this machlekes, elamai, but then how do we understand zehu bar ha'amar b'atayra dukam Rabbi Kiva? When Rabbi Kiva said that this is the bar that the Torah mentions, what does he mean? In other words, we understand according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is the bar, this sounds like it's exclusionary term. Mean to exclude the halacha of Rabbi Kiva, that because Rabbi Shmuel does not hold that there's a liability in Bar B'Shusa Yachad. It's only by Bar B'Shusa Rabbim. But when Rabbi Kiva says, Zehu, what's he coming to exclude? Because we just explained from Rabbah that he holds not only his Bar B'Shusa Yachad Chai, but also Bar B'Shusa Rabbim. So then what's he saying, Zehu? So this is the Gemara. Zehu is not coming to exclude something. You're right, he holds all types of baris, like the Tana of our Mishnah holds, there's going to be a liability. But he was talking to Rabbi Shmuel. Says Rabbi Kiva, Zehu bar shepasach b'yakasav t'chila l'tashlumin. This is when the Torah talks about the payment, the liability of compensation, it talks about a pit in the person's own private domain, meaning in a pit that has owners. Because this is written next to the parasha of Tashlumin. It says, Bal habar yishalim. And again, as we explained, who's Bal habar? Someone that's the owner, which is in his own rishus. That's where it says Tashlumin. Whereas actually the halacha of bar b'shusa rabim is said only regarding to the actual damage itself. It says, ki yiftach ish, when the person will open up, or ki yichra, v'hemenafal shamu, and talks about the narrative of the cause and the damage, that's when it uses the terminology, as we said, regarding al iske kriya, al iske psicha, which is regarding bar b'shusa rabim. But what Rabbi Kiva was telling Rabbi Shmuel was, why are you saying that bar b'shusa, he's going to be examined, but this is the bar which actually is written in the Torah regarding Tashlumin, which is the obligation, the liability of payment. And therefore, said Rabbi Kiva, I disagree with you and I hold that the Chiv is not only by Bar B'Shusa Rabim, but even by Bar B'Shusa Yachim. But it's not like used in the exclusionary term type of a use. That's Rabbah's interpretation. Now the Gemara continues, says, Rabbi Yosef Amar, he argues on Rabbah. And he gives the opposite. He says that Bar B'Shusa Yachim, regarding a pit in a person's private domain, again, which he was mafkir, the rest of his rishos, kulam aloy pligi de mechayiv. He says, no one disagrees. Everyone would agree that there is going to be a liability. My tam, what's the reason? Balabar am rachmana. And again, he uses that, which was used in the previous interpretation only according to Rabbi Kiva. He says, no, everyone agrees to that. It says, the owner of the pit, which babar disle bailam askin. We're talking about a pit that has owners, that's not in rishos harabim, in the rishos hayachid. Says Rabbi Yosef, ki pligi babar rishos harabim. Their homachlekes was regarding, is there also a liability of a pit in the public domain? Where Bishmol Savar, he holds, there's also liability for a pit in the public domain. Because the chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, which again, Rabbi had said, everyone agrees to this concept. Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, Rabbi Shmuel holds to this. It says in the pasuk, yiftach, and it also says, v'chiyichra, that a person liable for opening up a pit and for digging a pit. Now the question is, if there's liability for just opening, of course there's going to be a liability for digging. So why does it say digging too? Ela shal iski psicha val iski kriya balei. Rather, it's coming to tell you that it's not for the actual ownership of it. It's for the activities that were done, which is digging and for opening. That's where Rabbi Shmuel says, What's that talking about? Where is it not yours? It's just for the act. That's in Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Kiva, he disagrees. He holds that actually Rabbi Shasaram is going to be potter. Now, but what does he do with Kiyiftach and Chayichar? Isn't that a proof that we're talking about Al-Iske Kriya, Al-Iske Psicha? No. Hanu Mitzach Trichi. He says that it was necessary to say both terms of Kiyiftach and Chayichar. And therefore, the Pasuk is not talking about Berber Shasaram. It's only talking about Berber Shasayachid, which is, as we explained, when he was Mafke his Rishos, and not his Bar. And that's Halacha of, like, Shor, all the other things which a person's ownership, it's mamayna shehizik, it's his money that causes damage. That's where the liability going to be, as we explain, because it says in the pasuk, bal habar, when there's an owner of the bar. But bar b'shas haram, where it's not his mamon, says Rabbi Kiva, no, you're actually going to be potter. Now, but then why does it say kiyiftach and chayichra? Because the ikas, rachman l'kiyiftach, had the Torah only written that when he opens up a pit. So, Havamina, so yes, of course, if you chayav on Pesach, of course, if you chayav on Kriya. But Havamina, I would have thought to say, Pesach hu desagile bekisa. When you only open up a pre-existing pit, then it's enough to be exempt from liability if you covered it. But Kaira, when he digs a pit, leisagile bekisa adutomle, I would have thought to say that you will not be exempt from liability until you actually stuff it back up and fill it up with earth. That's why you have to say also the halacha of kiyichra that actually it's going to be enough even if you just cover it. And ikas rachmon the kiyichra had the Torah only written the case of when you dig a pit. Havamin the kriyuhu the bayikis. I would have thought when you dig a pit, then you have to cover it. Mishum da oven maisa because you did an action of actually making the pit. Ava peseach the oven maisa when you just uncover a pit when you didn't do an action, you just uncovered it. Amikisa namalei bay. I would think you actually don't even have to cover it. That's why we have to say kiyiftach and kiyichra, but it's not extra to say that, al iske p'sicha b'liske kriya, to say liability in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Kiva disagrees according to Rabbi Yosi's interpretation. He holds you actually only chayiv in the Berber Shasayachet and not in the Berber Shasaram. Now the Gemara asks, according to the interpretation of Rabbi Yosef, ve'lamai, so then how do we understand zehu bairu amba tarid dukama Rabbi Shmo? The previous interpretation of Rabba, the question was on Rabbi Kiva. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef's version, how do we understand the Zehu Rabbi Shmo? Because according to him, according to the way Rabbi Yosef explains it, both are going to be chayiv. Not only, as everyone agrees, for Berber Shasayachad, but even Berber Shasarabim. So what's Zehu coming to exclude? So says the Gemara, the same thing that Rabba had answered for in his version, that it wasn't an exclusionary term, it was Rabbi Shmo responding to Rabbi Kiva. That how can you say, Rabbi Kiva, that there's going to be an exemption in the Berber Shasarabim, but Zehu Bar Shapasach by Akasav Tchilat L'Nizakin. This is the pit that the Torah talks about when it starts talking about the Mazik of Bar. It's talking about a Berber Shasarabim. Because it says in the Pasuk, B'nofel Shama Shara Chamar, that if an ox or a donkey falls over there, that is talking about a Berber Shasarabim, because as Rabbi Shmuel interprets, when the Pasuk says, Kiyiftach V'chayircha V'nofel, well, of course, if you chayav on psicha, of course, if you chayav on kriya, must be, it's telling you, al iske psicha, al iske kriya, and therefore he says, then how can you say you're exempt from Berber Shasaram, when it's obviously talking about Berber Shasaram, again, according to the way Rabbi Shmuel interprets the two terms of kiyiftach and chayircha. Now, Rashi just summarizes that, so then, how are you going to explain the halacha of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah doesn't say it's one or the other, it says the liability is on both. So that's what the conclusion is. According to Rabbi's interpretation, the halacha of Amishnah be like Rabbi Kiva. According to him, he holds that Yichayev not only Berber Shasaram, but even Berber Shasayachid. And Rabbi Yisrael will explain the halacha of Amishnah like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds, according to Rabbi Yisrael's version, not only is Rechiv on Rishos Hayachid, but even on Rishos HaRab. Now the Gemara asks Meisveif in the following Braisa on Rabbi Yisrael's interpretation. Braisa says as follows. Again, Rabbi Yosef's interpretation is that Eben holds that there's a chiv on Rosh Hashayachid. Machlokes says, is there going to be a liability in the Berber Shasarab? So the Braisa says as follows. Hachifer Berber Shasarabim u'besachel Rosh Hashayachid. Someone digs a pit in the public domain. Now the opening for the pit, however, is from a private domain. Says the Braisa, Potter. So then the owner of the pit is exempt if someone falls in through the opening of the pit, which is in his own private property. Now, the assumption of the Gemara originally is that when you say that there's an exemption of Berber Shasayachid, which is even if he was mafke his own Rishos, but just the Ber itself, he was not mafker, he's going to be potter. Now, however, this halacha is obviously that it's only talking about where the guy fell in through the opening, which is in Rosh Hashayachid. But if, let's say, the covering of the actual pit itself, which was dug in the Rosh Hashayachid, gets uncovered, then there's going to be a chiyuv, because this Tana holds that the liability of Bar is in Rishus HaRabim. So if the part of Rishus HaRabim gets uncovered and he falls, then there's going to be chayiv. But this case, the way we're describing is that the opening is in Rishus HaYachad, and the guy falls in through the opening, well, there's no chiyuv of Bar Rishus HaYachad, therefore, he's going to be patur. Now, the Brisa says, and that's v'af al pisha in Rishus HaLasikin, even though you're not allowed to really do that, you can't make a cavity underground under the public domain, but ultimately you're going to be pater from bar because the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, and bar Rishus HaYachid is pater. Continues the Braisa, hachayfa bayreis shichin ma'aris, as we'll see what these different types of pits later on. So if someone digs any some type of pits Rishus HaYachid in a private domain, but u'psachil Rishus HaRabim, the opening is towards Rishus HaRabim, you enter it from the public domain, well then chayv, that's a bar Rishus HaRabim, then you're going to be chayv. Now continues the Braisa, v'achayfa bayreis Rishus HaYachid. Now if someone digs pits in the private domain, hasmuchil Rishus HaRabim, but it's bordering on the public domain, k'goin eilu achayf from le'ushin, like those who dig for le'ushin, which are the foundations for the wall of a house, which is on the entire width of the house, right bordering on the Rishus HaRabim, says the Tanna Kamma Pater. So then the builder is going to be exempt, which is essentially the same type of a case that when someone digs a Bershusai, where there is Bailam, there is an ownership over here, but he's mafke his Rishus. Why is it just like that case we were describing up until now? And as we'll see, that's going to be the Gemara's question, that this seemingly is a case of Bar Bishusai, which we said that Bar Bishusai is a case of when you weren't mafki your bar, but you were mafki the Rishus around it. Here's the same thing, because the whole concept of being chayiv in Bar Bishusai is because you can't tell the other person, my b'isa b'rishusai, what are you doing in my property? Because, of course, I'm in your property. You were mafki your property, just your bar you weren't, so you're going to be chayiv. He also the same concept. He can't say, why your animal go at the edge of where we're digging this excavation over here to dig the foundation, because it's bordering on the Rishus HaRabim. So it makes a lot of sense that the animal is going to fall in. In spite of that, the halacha is that pater is going to be pater, as we'll see the reason for that and what the inference would be. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev says, no, the builder is going to be liable. Achayasa mechitza asara, until he makes a wall that's 10 tefachim high, or unless he makes a distance from the public domain to where they're digging the foundation, at least an area of four tfachim, which is the distance of from where the people and where the animals walk in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara makes the following inference from this halacha, from the Tanna Kamma. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're always going to be chayv, but even the Tanna Kamma, taima dilu'ushin, sounds like that the reason why you're going to be exempt in this case when you're building a foundation right at the border of the Rishus HaRabim is because it's a builder. And that's the way people do it. It's not a negligence. That's how you build a house. Halav li ushin chayiv. But if it wasn't for building purposes, then there would be a liability, because that's not something that there is an exemption for. So obviously you see, as we just described previously, that the case that we're describing for le'ushin is essentially a case of bar b'shusai, where the area around it, the Rabbim has a right to go to, but the pit itself is owned by an owner. So it sounds like that only for le'ushin, for building purposes, that there's a permit for that, that you're going to be exempt. But a regular bar b'shusai, if someone makes a pit without any rights, and then he's mafka the area around it where the Rabbim has a right to go to, then there would be a liability. So then the difficulty is you have a contradiction of the Reisha to the Seifa. The Reisha made it sound like, pretty clearly, that if the pit is open in Rishus HaYachid, even though the area around it is Hefker, you're going to be Pater. And here it sounds like Bar Rishus is going to be Chayim. So ask the Gemara, Hamani, who is the town of this Braisa? So the Gemara explains as follows. Bishlem el Rabba, we understand according to Rabba's interpretation, as we had mentioned in the beginning of the Daf. Reisham, what you could say to explain this Braisa is that in the beginning of the Braisa that said that Bar Rishus is going to be Pater, that Rabbi Yishmael, he explained that Rabbi Yishmael holds no, you only chayiv in Bar Rishus HaRabim, but you're exempt in Bar Rishusai. And what you'll have to say is, v'seifa, the end of the Braisa that says you're going to be chayiv, because again, that was the inference, that you're only exempt because it's l'ushin, but if it's not for building purposes, then you're going to be chayiv even though it's in your own Rishus. Rabbi would say, okay, that's Rabbi Kiva. Sometimes you'll have one Braisa that's like two different Tanoim. But the question is, El Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, that he says that everybody holds Bar B'shus is going to be Chayiv. Rather, he said their whole machlokes is, does that extend also to Bar B'shus Rabim? So the question is, Bishlam is Sefer Divrei HaKol. So the Sefer, yeah, is going like everybody, who everyone agrees that Bar B'shus is going to be Chayiv. And the exemption was only because of Le'ushim. El Reisha, but the beginning of the Braisa says that a case of Bar B'shus is going to be Potter Mani. Could Rav Yosef, who is that like? Lo Yerbishmol, Rebbe Kiva, it's not like anybody. It's not like either one of the two Tanaim who discussed this point. So I think my answer is, Amalach Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef would tell you, no, it's not a difficulty. Kula Divrei HaKol. The whole Braisa could be like both opinions, which as Tosfos points out, actually, it's not precise to say the whole Braisa. Rather, it means the whole Braisa we're discussing, meaning the Reish and the Sefer that we were asking in contradiction from those two Halachas. But the middle case of the Braisa, which says that if it's in Rishus HaYachid, and the openings into Rishus HaRam, that there's going to be a Chiyav, that actually would not be like Rabbi Shmuel. So it's not like everybody, but it means in regards to the Reish and the Sefer. Now, how is it like everybody? So the Sefer, we understood why that's like everybody, because Rabbi Yisrael holds that everyone holds that Bar B'shus is going to be Chayav. But the Reisha makes it sound like Bar B'shus is Potter. Says the Gemara, no, Vareisha Shalai Hifkir Le Rishusa V'Loi Bayrei. The Reisha was not talking about that you were not Mafki your Bar, but Mafki your Rishus. No, you weren't Mafki, not your Bar, and not your Rishus. Where of course then you're going to be exempt, according to everybody, because you could tell him, B'shusai my Ba'isa. What are you doing in my property? You have no rights, you're trespassing. The only way everyone holds that Bar B'shus is Chayiv is when you were Mafki the Rishus around it. That, Bala Bar Yishalem. But when you weren't Mafki the Rishus around it, no one has rights to come in. And then, of course, you're going to be exempt. Now, then the question is, and then what's the Chiddush in that Halacha? So Rashi explains, it was necessary to say, as those are the other words, now it makes sense actually even more, those other words of the Braisa, it's coming to say that even though you're not allowed to do that, meaning to dig a pit beneath the Rishus HaRabim, but since the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, and you were not mafka the area around your pit, then you're going to be potter again, even though you were not allowed to make the cavity beneath the Rishus HaRabim. Now the Gemara continues, Omer Avashi says, Hashto de kimta l'Rav Yosef l'divrei HaKol. Now that we explained for Rav Yosef a way of explaining the Braisa according to everybody, says Rav Ashi, l'Rabba nami lo tukmo k'tanoi. So, although for Rabba it was much easier, we understood it that he could be like these two different Tanoim, you don't have to say it either that it's two different Tanoim, which we prefer to say that a Braisa is like one Tana. And rather you could say, midiresha Rabbi Shmuel, from the fact that the Resha is like Rabbi Shmuel, meaning according to Rabba's interpretation, because he holds Bar B'shus is going to be Potter, so you could say Sefer Nami Rabbi Shmuel. The Sefer of the Brice is also like Rabbi Shmuel. Now, but the question that we had asked was that the time of dilution, it sounds like the reason why he's going to be exempt in the case of Bar B'shus is because it's Le'ushin. Halav Le'ushin Chayiv, but the inference we had asked, it sounds like, but if it wasn't for building purposes, then Bar B'shus would be Chayiv. But why? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Halacha is always exempt in Bar B'shus, even when you mafker the Rishus around it. And that says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. Rabbi would tell you, it's talking about the arvach arvuchei l'rishus harabim, when he extends it into the public domain. In other words, where we're talking about where he designated part of his rishus into the rishus harabim, so that's essentially like digging a pit in the rishus harabim, and that's why it's only because if you're doing it for building purposes, that then you're going to be exempt. But if it wasn't for the building purpose, you're going to be chayiv because it's actually not really a case of Bar B'shus. It's actually a case of Bar B'shus Rabim because he extended it into the public domain. And that's why even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, who the Tana of the Braisa is like, would say that you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara continues asking in Rabbi Yosef's interpretation. Meisvei, the Gemara asks from the following Braisa. Hachayfer Bar B'shus HaYachud U'B'such L'Rishus Rabim. The Braisa says if someone digs a pit in the private domain, but the opening, the entrance to the pit, is in the public area, so chayiv is going to be chayiv. Rishus HaYachid HaSmuchu L'Rishus HaRabim. Let's say he digs the pit in the private domain, but it's nearby, it's bordering on the public domain. So for example, let's say where he designates part of his own property to the public, which essentially is like the case of being Mafki Yerushus, then you're going to be Pater, because ultimately the pit is in the Rishus HaYachid, even though you Mafki the area around it. Now, ask the Gemara, Bishlam al-Rabbi, we understand the Braisa according to Rabbi, so Kul Rabbi Shmuel, it's all going like Rabbi Shmuel, who, yeah, there's a Chiv in Rishas Aram, but in Rishas Yachar, you're going to be Potter, even though you mafka the area around it. El Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, Bishlam al-Rasha Rabbi Shmuel, I understand the Rasha could be even like Rabbi Shmuel, because again, according to Rav Yosef, That's the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel that he holds that is actually going to be chivin in Rishas Rabbim. Ela seifa mani, but who is the end of the brisa like? Lo Yerushmal, Rabbi Kiva is not going like either one of them because he said that everyone agrees that Berber Shus is going to be chayv, and here we have a case of Berber Shus that you're going to be potter. So on that Amalach, Rabbi Yisrael would tell you that no, this that the brisa says that you're going to be potter when you have a pit in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is talking about b'chayfa le'ushin. Someone when you dug for building purposes, which as we explained before, the Divya Kol that's going like everybody, that yes, then you're going to be exempt. Even if you extend it into Rosh Hashanah Ram, we said before, that's going to be an exemption. So even though the area around it, the Rosh Hashanah Ram has a right to be, and the bar is owned by you, that is different. You're right, Bar B'Shusai, of course, would be chayv according to everybody. But in this case, you're going to be potter because it was told by a case of Le'ushin. The Gemara continues on these halachas. Tan Rabban learn the Braisa. Chafar u'pasach. Someone dug a pit and he left it open. Umasal Arab, and he gave it over to the public. In other words, he says to the people of a municipality, of a city, says, this pit that I dug, it's for the city purposes to drink the rainwater that gathers there, and it's fit for the animals to drink. I'm giving it over to the people. I did it for the people. So then Patri is exempt from the damages that happened to the pit because it's not his. It's the community's. Now, let's say Chafar or Pasach, let's say he dug a pit and he left it open, and he didn't give it over to the Rabbim. Well, then Chayiv, that's the classic case of Bibish Rabbim, that you're going to be Chayiv. Says the Brisa of Achim, this was also the custom of Nechumi who would dig these different types of pits for the needs of those who were Oilel regular three times a year, the Shalash Regalim. They made the pilgrimage up to Yerushalayim. He would dig the pits. He would dig it, leave it open, then give it over to the people. It wasn't for his own purposes. When the sages heard about what he does, they said, this person fulfills this halacha. So the Gemara says, halacha zu basulai, what he only fulfills this halacha, none of the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Rather say, af halacha zu, even this halacha of being exempt from liability, if you're giving over to the Rabbim, that's what Nechunya, chayfer bayir shichel ma'aris, would do. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this individual. There was a story with the daughter of Nechunya, who is the digger of the pits. Now once she fell into a large pit. Now they came and notified Reb Chanina ben Doisa about what happened, the danger of this story. So Shari Shaina, in the first hour, when it was still possible for her to survive in the water, Amalhem Shalom, he said to them, peace, don't worry, she'll come out. Shniya Amalhem Shalom, the second hour, he still said, peace. Now Shlish is in the third hour, where that's the amount of time that if she would still be there, her life force would pass out, she would die. So Amalhem also, he said that she most definitely already has come out of the water, which as the Gemara later on explains, where it was obvious to her, Chanina ben Doisa, that this daughter of this Reb Nechunya definitely didn't die. Now, Amrullah, so after that, actually that's what happened, that she had survived. Amrullah, they said to her, Mihalcha, who took you out of this big pit? So Amalhem, she said to them, Zocher shel rechelim nizdamali, that I encountered a male of the sheep, which is Rashi as a reference to the ram of Yitzchak Avinu by the story of the Akedah, v'zokin echad manhigay, and there was an elderly person that was leading this sheep, which is a reference to Avram Avinu. Now Amalhem, they said to her, Chanina ben Doisa, Noviata, what are you, prophet? How do you know that she was going to survive? Amalhem, so he says to them, Loi novi anoichi, loi ben novi anoichi. He says, I'm not a prophet, I'm not the son of a prophet. But this is what I said. Davar sha'isit tzaddik mitzdarabai. Something which that righteous person would go in such pain for, that he would dig these pits and these cavities for those who were oil regal. Yikashal by Zara, so his children should have a stumbling and die through the pits of water that he would dig? Can't be, and that's why I said for sure his daughter is going to survive. Now, however, Amr Abacha says, actually, afal pikin, in spite of that, his son died from thirst, even though he was the one that dug wells of water for people, for passerby. Shnema, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, how's that possible? Isn't this something that he dedicated his life to? How could his child die from thirst? Like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shnema besvivav nisadu ma'id, that those around him, meaning around Hashem, are very turbulent. Now, the drasha is malamed, it comes to teach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im svivav, like it says, Hashem is precise with those who are around him, meaning it's the righteous that attach themselves, clean themselves to Hashem. a filik chut hasaira, even like a hearer's breath. When it says nisaira, it's reference to saira, like a hearer's breath. So although he was a totally righteous person, but even though on a minuscule level there was some type of infraction, that's why his own son died from thirst. In the Chunyam and Mahacha, he brings a different source, a pasuk in Tehillim, that says Kel Naretz, the God that is dreaded, beside Kedoshim Rabbah, in the council of the very holy ones, v'noira al kol saviv, and he induces fear on all those who are around him. Meaning, in other words, it's the awesomeness of his judgment which induces fear by them, because again, even the smallest infraction will cause the repercussions for the great ones. Amar Rav Chanina, a related halacha, kol imra Kadosh Baruch Hu batrin, whoever says that Kadosh Baruch Hu just looks away. He looks away from a person's sin. He just avoids the problem. Yivatru chayev. So then the person's own life will be voided. In other words, his life will be taken away from him because he's teaching people to sin because it's okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is okay with it. Doesn't mind. You know, he looks away. It's not a big deal by him. Shneimer, like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, Hatsur the rock, reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, tamim pa'aloi. His actions are complete. Kichol derach of mishpat, because all his ways are judgment. There's nothing that doesn't have a repercussion, a consequence. There's nothing that Kadosh Baruch Hu just looks away from. And if a person says that, his own life will be looked away. Am Reb Chana v'item, and some says Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Ma'adich said, what does it mean the pasuk in Shemai? As we continue to Amid Beis, when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is erech apayim, which literally means say long of faces, which is a reference regarding to slow to anger. Like said, erech af. Why doesn't it say in the singular, long of the face, which would sound like that he's long in holding his anger and refraining from punishing the wicked. Erech apayim, in the plural, sounds like that there's almost two wills, one for good, one for bad. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, erech apayim, because there are two. One is litzadikim, one is for the righteous. In other words, he delays giving them the reward immediately. And he delays from punishing them immediately. That's the Erech HaPayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he interacts with the people. Nothing more continues, going back to this discussion of our daf of Bor Bishus Rabim, Tara Ban Linda Braisa. Lo Yisakel Adam, a person should not clear out the stones, Mirshu Soy L'Rishus Rabim. Shouldn't clear it out from his own domain to the Rishus Rabim, again, because that's the concept of creating a Bor Bishus Rabim. You're putting a stumbling block into the public domain. Now, actually, the Gemara illustrates this halacha of Ma'isa ba'adam echad. There was an incident with a certain person, Shayim Asakal, Mishos L'Rishos Rabim, where he was clearing out his stuff from, oh, my property, I want to look nice, but throw it into the street. U'matzai chaser echad, and a certain pious individual met him, Amalai, he said to him, Reka, empty one. And he said it to him as follows. He says, Mepnei ma'at misakal, why are you emptying out rocks? Mishos she'ena shalach, from a property which is not yours. In other words, you might have to sell this one day. So it's not really yours. L'rishus shalach, to a property that is yours, because the public domain is always going to be a person's, where it's always for the public. Now, Ligligalov, that individual was laughing at this chassid. He didn't understand what he talking about, from not my property to something that is my property. You're mistaken. This is my property. That's not my property. Now, Liyamim, after a short while, Nitzrach Limker Sadeh, that individual actually had to sell his field. And he was walking in that public domain. He stumbled and hurt himself on those rocks. Amar, he said, "Ah, Yafa Amali Oisei Chasid." That righteous individual, what he told me was correct. Why are you emptying out rocks? From the property that's not yours, the Shushalach, which is yours, which is the public, which we all share together. Nothing more continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the halachas of Bar, specifically that of Bershus HaRabim, of the public domain. The Mishnah says, HaChayfer Bar Bershus HaRabim, someone digs a pit in the public domain. V'nafal Atecha Yishar Erchamar, and an ox or a donkey falls into the pit. So Chayf, then he's liable for the mazik, one of the four primary mazikin, which is the mazik of Bar, of a pit, causing damage. Now, says the Mishnah, Echad HaChayfer Bar, this halacha of making a pit in the public domain, is not only a pit, it's whether you dig a pit. Now, a pit is a round area that was dug out, or it applies to shiach, which is long and narrow, uma'ara, or for a cave, which is squared, and it's covered with a covering, but it just has an entry way to get into that, or charitzin, or which are wide and squared like a ma'ara, but they're not covered, rather the whole top is open. and v'ne'itzin, which are narrow on the bottom and wide on the top. All these cases, if you make any of these types of excavations in the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayv. Now, says the Mishnah, "Kein lama nema bars." Now, why does the Torah pick as a prototype? It's saying it regarding a pit, which is just this round dig, that the area that was dug. So that's the teacher, because ma bar, just like a pit, which generally a pit is 10 tefachim, sheish b'kidei lahamis, which it has the area to cause death, which is asar tefachim, which is 10 tefachim. That's why it uses that as the prototype to tell you, av kol sheish b'kidei lahamis asar tefachim. Also, all the other ones, which, yeah, it doesn't apply just to bar, it could be a shiach, ma'aro, all these cases, but it has to have the area of 10 tefachim that it could cause death to the shor, to the chamar, to have the liability. And that is because if it was actually less than 10 tefachim, and then an ox or a donkey falls into it and dies, then actually going to be a potter. Now concludes the Mishnah, but if it causes damage to the animal, not killing it, then even less than 10 tefachim, there will be a liability from the owner of the bar. Now the Gemara introduced a fundamental machlokes regarding the characteristic, the liability of what is a bar, which is related to the halacha of a Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to ask from. Amar Rav, he says, bar shechayev alav taira. The bar, which the Torah said there's a liability for, was lahavoloi. Because when you dig, you're creating airspace, which is foul, which never was here before. You created this big digging down into the ground. That's the liability. That's actually what causes the damage, which the Torah is mechayev you for the halacha of the pit, for lo lahavoloi, not for the bang, not because the guy gets a clop when he falls down, boom, on the, gets a, breaks his bone. It's actually the airspace, which when he's falling through, that air causes damage to the person, to the animal. That's the liability. Says the Gemara, Al Muksavar, obviously Rav holds, Chavata, that regarding the banging on the floor, is Karka Olam Hu Demaskele. That's not his. You don't own the ground. That can't be your liability. That's land of the world. That was damaging the person. That you didn't make anything. Rather, it's the creation of the hevel, which wasn't there before. That's what Rav holds, the liability of Bar. Ushmul Amar, he says no. He says, Lahavali. Yes, the Torah made you liable, like you said, that even though the air actually comes by itself, you didn't make the air itself, but still that's a liability. And says, Shmul Bakoshken Lahavata. And for sure, that when the banging of the ground, where the person actually made that banging, because it's not just by default, by digging it away, he created now this lower down ground which was never accessible, that for sure that's also part of the liability of Bar, the Torah's Mechayev you. Now, says Shmuel, if you're going to say, no, that it's specifically Lechavate Amr Torah, but Loi Lahavali, that actually the Torah was only made you liable because Shmuel holds the opposite of Rav, that actually it's more postured to liability of the Chavate, of the banging, but actually that regarding the air that the Torah would not be Mechayev you for, because that comes by itself, you don't make the air, the foul air, it comes by default by taking out the ground. And that's a small no, because the Torah Hida Ala Bar, the Torah says testimony regarding the liability of a bar, which it just says that you're chayev for bar in the Torah, which tells you, filimali svugin shel tzemer. Even if the ground was full with shearings of wool, which obviously there's no chavat, you don't get a bang because you fall onto these soft things, still the Torah says, doesn't say what type of a bar, it says in all types of cases, you have a bar, b'shus ram, you're going to be chayev. Obviously that the Torah is making you liable, not just for the banging, even when there's no bang, even just for the hevel, that then you're going to be chayiv. So therefore, Rav says only for the hevel, and Shmuel says for both the chavit and the hevel. Now, the Gemara asks, my benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? In other words, let's see that when it causes a death, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, you're going to be chayiv, meaning to say, even if, let's say, it causes that the stomach to be burst open or to break the spine, Rav would hold you going to be chayiv because you could say that it was the hevel, it was the foul ear that caused the death. And now, even if, let's say, it breaks his leg and it caused him to get weak, you could still say that it was because of the hevel of the bird that caused him to get weak and start deteriorating. So therefore, what does it make a difference if the reason of the liability is because of the banging or is because of the hevel? So the Gemara says, Ikka b'nai, the difference between them would be the avad geiva, where if a person didn't dig into the ground, he actually created an elevation. He made a mound that's 10 tefachim high, b'rishus haram in the public domain, and then an ox came and went up onto that mound and fell off. We hear there's no hevel, you didn't create any foul air. That's only when you're digging into the ground. The air is the same air there always was. There's only the chavat, there's only the banging. L'Rav, Agriva L'Machayev. According to Rav, there's no liability for heights, because no Hevel. L'Shmuel, Agriva, not Machayev. But Shmuel, according to Shmuel, you would be Chayev, because there's a Chavet, you created a bang of 10 Tfachim. Now the Gemara is my time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav that he says that the liability, what's his proof that it's for the Hevel and not for the Chavet? So the Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Shemais, that V'nafal, when it talks about when a person digs a pit or opens it up, it says, and he doesn't cover it, and V'nafal Shamash HaChamar, which tells us, Ad She'yipol Derech Nefila, until the ox falls the way it normally falls, which when falling is usually that you're going to something that's depression that goes down, you falling into it, and on the face, that's how an animal usually falls in. That tells us that it's for going in and through the face, which is the hevel that goes and causes those fumes, that foul air, to go into the animal and thus cause the death. So you see, it's the hevel and not the chevet, it's the actual falling. Now, L'Shmuel, he holds no v'nafal and says that he falls. Kodum Ash means any type of a falling, not just falling into the ground of the hevel, but even falling from a height, meaning for the chevet, and therefore he holds that it's for both. Now, the Gemara asks, now we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the liability is not just for a bar, it's even Shiach, M'or, Haritz, and the Itzin. Now, so the Mishnah said, Im Kein Laman Em Abar, so then why is the Torah pick only bar? So that the Mishnah said, because to tell you, Ma'abar Shesh Begidei Lehem is Asar Tfachim, just like a pit, which it could cause death when it's 10 Tfachim, of course, Shesh Begidei Lehem is Asar Tfachim, so to all these other things, the liability is only going to be if it has that requisite amount of 10 Tfachim, which could cause death. Now that the Gemara asks, Bishlem L'Shmuel. We could understand this halach of our Mishnah according to Shmuel, when it says, Af Kol, also all things that have 10 Tfachim, Lasuya Gaiva, that's coming to include what else? Coming to include heights. Everything the Mishnah had mentioned was things that go down into the ground. You dug something. So then it says, okay, then why did it say bar? To include afkol. What's afkol? What didn't we already say? Oh, heights. Shmuel holds that even that you'd be chayv. But el rav, afkol asuyimai. According to Rav, what's afkol coming to include? Also everything that has 10 tfachim that could cause death. What else that you didn't say already? Is that because according to Rav, goyvi, you're actually going to be potter. So now the Gemara answers, lasui, charitzim, and itzins come to include these types of diggings that are these charitzim and the itzin, which we mentioned in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asked, what do you mean charitzim and the itzin behedya katani lu? It was already said explicitly. Why do you have to say afkol? So the Gemara says, no, tani, you're right. In the Reisha it mentioned charitzim and the itzin, v'had mefarsh, and then the Mishnah explains where do we know it from. That's what the Mishnah is actually addressing according to Rav. That, then why did Torah say only bar if it includes all these other ones? Tells you to tell you the shear that's necessary that also has 10 tefachim, but it's going back on what it said before of charitzin and the itzin. Now the Gemara asks, v'hani kula diktani lamali. Now why does the Mishnah have to go through all those cases? Just say any type of a pit, any type of a thing that you dig in the ground that has 10 tefachim, you're going to be chayv. Why does it mention bar, shiach, ma'ara, charitzin, and the itzin? So the Gemara said, tzrich, we have to say all of them. Ditana bar, had we only said bar, havamina, you would have thought to say, Bar asaro hu di ispehavla. It's only a pit that has 10 tfachim that has this foul area that we keep on talking about, which could cause an animal to die. Pshum de katnu kricha, because it's narrow and round. So therefore, it's very congested, that air, which it's very foul. Ava shiach de aruch, but regarding a shiach which is long, ema basar lisbehavla, I would say that in 10 tfachim, it doesn't have that much hevel, because it's more of an open area. It's long. It's not just round and narrow. Now, Vita and the Sheikh, had we said only in that case, Havamina, Sheikh Asar, who this behavel, I would say Sheikh, which has 10 tefachim, that it does have this hevel, this foul air, Mishum diktin, because ultimately, although it's long, it's still narrow. Av a ma'ar de mirabba'a, but a ma'ar which is square, Ema basar, less behavel, I would say that even in 10 tefachim, there is not hevel, it's more open. Now, Vitan Ma'ar, had we said the case of a Ma'ara, Havamina Ma'ar Basar, who this behavel, I would say that by Ma'ara, when there's 10 Tfachim, there is this Hevel, Mishum de Metalala, because ultimately at least it's covered. So even though it's squared, it's still congested there. Avacharitzin, which they're wide, and the loy metalali, they're not even covered. Im Basar, less behavel, I would say that in 10 Tfachim, there is no foul Hevel. Now, Vitan Acharitzin, had we said the case of Acharitzin, Havamina Acharitzin Asar, who this behavel, I would say, okay, fine, Acharitzin, that's 10 Tfachim, has Hevel. Because it's not wider on the top than it is on the bottom. So, although it's open, but it's still uniform, and it could be more congested on the bottom. Avon the eaten that are vichim le'el tve metatoy, but by the eaten which are wider on the top than it is on the bottom, so then it's the air has a way of expanding outward. Even basar les bahava, I would say that even the tenth vachim there is no hevel. That's where to say all the cases to say that no, all these cases that the halacha is, that's what we learn now from Bar, the prototype, has 10 tefachim, you're going to be chayav for the hevel that it causes for the death of the shar or the chamar. Now the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, chayipachusin ma'asar tefachim, we said, okay, if the pit is less than 10 tefachim, v'nafal otech ha'shar chamar mess, and then an ox or donkey falls in and it dies, so potter is going to be exempt, but vim huzak boy, but if the animal gets injured, doesn't die, then chayav, then even though it's less than 10 tefachim, there's going to be liability. So the Gemara asks, "Nafal techesher chamar meis patr my time." What's the reason why, if it's less than 10 tefachim, that the ox or the donkey falls in, that you're going to be exempt? Lav mishum de les bechavata. Isn't it because there is no chavat? Meaning, this is a difficulty. This question, according to both Rav and Shmuel, because both of them agree that when there's hevel, there's going to be a liability. But yet, from the halacha of the Mishnah, it sounds like, no, when it's less than 10 tefachim, although you created this foul air, because once you start digging, this is air that wasn't here before, yeah, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, so it's not a big bang. What, you fell a few inches? That's that. I'm not going to be chayav for that. 10 tefachim, okay, that's going to be a liability. Now, it sounds like from the Mishnah, you're going to be put less than 10 tefachim. Why? There's hevel. So it sounds like only because there's no chavat. So that's difficult in Rav and Shmuel, who both thought when you create hevel, you're going to be chayav. So the Gemara says, no, mishum de les behavel. Actually, there is no hevel in less than 10 tefachim. And for sure, there's no chavat. And that's why you're going to be potter. Now the Gemara says, ihachi, but then if that's the case, that there's no hevel less than 10 tefachim, then why does the Mishnah say, muzik bechayiv, if it causes injury to the animal, the owner of the pit is going to be liable, halas behavel. There's no hevel. The way we define, according to Rav, according to Shmuel, and for sure according to Rav, that there's a liability because of hevel. Well, if there's no hevel, then why, according to Rav, are you going to be chayiv? There's no hevel, you said, less than 10 tefachim. So Ami, they said, no. Ein hevel lemisa, less than 10 tefachim, it didn't create the hevel, the foul air that could cause death. But v'yesh hevel nezakin. But there is enough air, even less than 10 tefachim, that could cause the animal to get sick because of the foul air of, let's say, 5 tefachim, and get weak, and therefore it could cause damage. But again, there's a differentiation between Hevel of Misa and Hevel of Nezakim. Now the Gemara brings the following incident, which illustrates a similar type of a discussion that we just had, this differentiation. Hahu Taira Dinafal Aris, there was a certain ox that fell into a stream, Didloi, that was used to irrigate and water the lands around it, which is an Amma deep. And actually that's why it's always called Amas Hamayim, because it's deep one Amma, which is 6 Tvachim, and it's an Amma wide. Now, the story is that this animal, this ox, fell into this irrigation canal. Now, Shach de Mari, the owner went and slaughtered it after it had fallen. Tarfer Rav Nachman said it's not kosher, it's trefa. It's an animal that had a mortal defect. Now, the reason is because of the fall that fell into that canal, its limbs were shaken. That's one of the 18 different causes of tarfus, of the animal having a moral defect, which the Mishnah says in Masechtas Chulin, if let's say an animal falls from the roof, although we don't see any external wound, but it just can't get up. So the Gemara says over there, if a person waits 24 hours and then he slaughters the animal, then it's kosher, because obviously it didn't have a moral defect. Or let's say it stands up and it starts walking, then you don't even have to wait 24 hours. Now, this case, however, was talking about where the animal, the ox, didn't stand up on its own. The animal, the owner saw it fallen. It's like, oh my gosh, if this animal becomes a trefa, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to lose all this money. He quickly went and slaughtered it. So he didn't wait 24 hours, and he didn't wait to see if the animal could walk. Now, Amar Rav Nachman commented. He says, Ishakal Mari Dahai Tura, Kava de Kamcha. If the owner of this ox would have taken just a kav, which is a small measurement of flour for his expenses, until he would come in front of the sages to ask the question, the Azal Tana Bei Midrash, and he would have gone to learn in the study hall, and he would have learned the following halacha: Im shasam eis li'eis k'sher. If you wait 24 hours, the animal is kosher. Loi afsade latura deshava kamakavi. He wouldn't have lost out because of his impulsivity for an ox that's worth many kavim. Because he would have, had he waited, he would have been able to maintain the kashrus of this ox. That's that story. One thing says the Gemara, Amok Sover Rav Nachman, we see from this story that Rav Nachman holds, Yesh Chavata B'Pachas Masar, that there is a bang, which is where the whole halacha of the animal becoming a treifa, where its bones become dislocated, and hence this concern for it being a treifa, less than 10 tvachim, because it was just an ama, the canal is just 6 tvachim deep. And yet we see for that fall, he was concerned for the bang, which that could have caused it to die, to have this chavata. On that, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman from the halacha of our Mishnah. We said in the previous Gemara's discussion, the same idea. It said in the Mishnah, if it's less than 10 tvachim, the bar, and the ox or the donkey falls and it dies, pot, you're going to be examined. My timer. Why? Isn't it because there's no bang less than 10 tvachim that could kill an animal? So how is Rav Nachman being concerned that the bang would kill the animal, making it into a treifa, if it's only 6 tvachim deep and not 10 tvachim? So that the Gemara continues the top of Nunav from an Aleph, lo, no, Mishum de Lesbe Havla. The reason why in the halacha of the Mishnah that the owner of the pit is exempt for the death of that other person, sure, is because there's no Hevel. But Chavata, there is a bang, it could make the animal a treifa. Yet still the owner of the pit is going to be putter like Rav, because Rav holds the whole liability, and that's how Rav Nachman holds, of a pit is because of the hevel that you created. Less than 10 tvachim, there's no hevel. But less than 10 tvachim, there's a chavata, there's a bang, and therefore there's a concern of treifa. Now, that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then how do we understand the Mishnah that said, huzik bay chayiv? But if the animal gets injured, then there is a liability. Halas behavel, you just said that less than 10 tvachim, there's no hevel. So why is it that he's exempt from misa, but he's chayiv on the zakin if there's no hevel? So Amalei said to him, "Ain hevel lemisa. There's no hevel for death. But again, as we said in the previous Gemara, yesh hevel in the zaken, but there is hevel in the zaken, and that's why there's a differentiation regarding misa and the zaken. But again, that's a different discussion than chavata for the halach of treifa. The animal could be suspected of being a treifa because the bang there is less than 10 tefachim, but hevel for death there it's not less than 10 tefachim."